Now, the Czech Republic's healthcare reform has sustained a severe blow. On Monday, the opposition Social Democrats fulfilled the promise which secured their victory in last autumn's regional elections, as regional governments began covering the cost of healthcare fees for patients. But there's a hitch. The new system only applies to hospitals, pharmacies and other facilities owned by the individual regions, which some say restrains free competition. Jan Richter has more.
Ta bolševická opatření zavádíme dnes v krajích. Je zcela evidentní a kontroly to prokázaly.
These are Bolshevik measures that are now being introduced in the regions, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek told reporters on Monday. He was referring to the new system under which all of the country's regions, except Prague, began compensating patients for health fees. These were introduced by Mr. Topolánek's centre-right government at the beginning of last year as part of a broader healthcare reform. The fees caused enormous controversy and became the pivot of the opposition Social Democrats' election campaign in October's regional elections. Their victory was so overwhelming that they could form regional governments everywhere except Prague, and on Monday they delivered on their promise to scrap the fees in all region-owned hospitals, pharmacies and other facilities. Social Democrat MP David Rád, now governor of the Central Bohemian region and the party's shadow health minister, masterminded the abolition of health fees.
People now have a choice. They can go to a facility, and this is mainly the case of pharmacies, where they pay no fees but have to queue for some 20 or 30 minutes. Or they can go across the street to a private pharmacy which collects the fee but there is no queue.
On the first day this went into force, pharmacies where fees were not compulsory were swamped, and reportedly some of them were even forced to hire a security service to maintain order. The Prime Minister slammed the new regulation, saying the country was heading back to communist times, when people queued up to buy bananas and toilet paper. But there is more than people's discomfort at stake. Some healthcare professional organizations say the regions are in fact restricting economic competition. They only cover the fees for patients in their own establishments, whereas patients in other facilities, state-owned or private, still have to pay. Stanislav Havlíček is the head of the Czech Pharmacists' Chamber.
It's not covering for all patients in regions. It's only for a few patients which are take care in region-owned hospitals. So we think it's discriminating for the other patients in long distance from those hospitals.
Mr. Havlíček also says that one lawsuit has already been filed and others will soon follow.
We know about one lawsuit and we prepare also others for the other regions. And because Czech Republic is a member of PGU, we try to take this situation to European Commission to invite the European Union to solve this problem in Czech Republic.
But the Social Democrats are resolved to get rid of the health fees for good. In December, they managed to revoke the respective legislation in Parliament's lower house, and MPs are now going to vote on a softer version of the law drafted by the Senate. If the coalition does not muster enough votes for the reform, the short history of health fees in the Czech Republic might soon be over.
Jan Richter with that report. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio